Hello, Oshkosh. Fast Eddie here with Terry Greiner from St. Petersburg, Florida. We're going to do a phone interview here about the recent success they have had at keeping the Albert Witted Airport as an airport. Terry is the president of the Albert Witted Airport Preservation Society, and she's here live. Hello, Terry.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. Listen, I first heard about this in Air and Space magazine, and I got to tell you, with airports under siege all over the place, this is an extreme rarity that you were able to save this airport. How did you do this?
Well, it was a community effort, actually. Our community, St. Petersburg, wanted this airport to stay an airport, and with AOPA's help and our local community, we were able to do that. We have a wonderful community that loves aviation, loves history, and wanted to keep this land what it was meant to be, and that is an airport.
That's incredible, because looking at the article in Air and Space magazine, it seems that Albert Witted Airport has been under siege ever since, you know, like the day after it was opened up. There was an attempt. There was it was opened in what, 1935, and in 1940 the St. Petersburg Times campaigned to close it. Then in 1958 the manager wanted to close it, and then 1982 city council decided they wanted to attack the airport, and then 2001, and now here you are again, and this is incredible.
Well, it's the most valuable property in St. Petersburg, and there are many developers out there, of course, across the United States, that want to take property that's very, you know, very valuable and do things with it. We did not want that to happen. We wanted to continue to use the field as it was meant to be from our forefathers, and we succeeded in with the community's help in having that happen. We have had not only success with keeping Albert Witted Airport an airport, but also we've enhanced it, and we have preserved the Hangar 1, which is a national landmark. National Airlines was founded at Albert Witted Airport, and we have preserved it as a historic landmark, and with the help of the city. It seems like now our city government has is working very hard to continue to help us in the manner of preserving and enhancing this airport. Recently, in the last 2 years, we've developed the land that they wanted to look at putting a condominium or a development building on. It's now a beautiful park. It's an aviation-themed park that has not only history throughout its walkways on markers, but also it has an aviation-themed playground, which we have actually configured just like our airfield. The sidewalks are configured like our airfield is, and then all the play features were designed like aircraft of before and of present. So our children can look over on the field to the right and see aircraft flying that they're actually playing on. It's just awesome. Our airport is on the waterfront. It's surrounded by water, so it's a wonderful, as you read in the article, it's just a wonderful place for folks to fly into, and it's just a wonderful view. So, of course, it's valuable property, but it's been an airport for a long time, and we want to keep it that way. So we are trying to not only continue to connect with the community, but also enhance it as much as we possibly can. We are just recently, in the last few years, we have a brand new terminal building with the help of some local dollars that were donated to the airport, matched by some city money. We also are in the process of having a new tower built within the next year, we hope. So our airport is growing because it needs to. We are using it more and more each day. The community is more and more involved in what's going on the field. We're opening a restaurant in our new terminal building within the next year. So we'll have a lot more air traffic coming in for those $100 hamburgers and breakfasts.
Terry, it sounds like it's a tremendous success here. And for those of you who would like to see just exactly what this property is, it's 110 acres. And you're correct. It's surrounded by water on three sides with access right there to downtown St. Petersburg. It's a heck of a piece of land. And I can understand why the developers want to get their hands on it. But the city council, you know, I'm hoping that they will understand that if they develop this land as anything but an airport, you know, it's going to increase the strain on the infrastructure of the city. You know, you're going to get short-term tax benefits, but traffic's going to go up. You're going to have to beef up the infrastructure, plus the fact that if you look in the picture carefully, you can see there's a water treatment plant right there, too. And, you know, that's got to factor into things as well.
Well, there is. And if the wind's blowing in the wrong direction, of course, it's not very pleasant out with... Our airfield is has been, I think, a tremendous benefit to our city and will only continue to be with all the small aircraft transportation that we have in our future. We are one of the small reliever airports that you know, will support that in the future. And we've actually had proposals with our new terminal building with the SATS program being placed there and air taxi transportation, and we look for that in the near future. We have downtown is just steps away, so when our aviators fly in, it's a wonderful, you know, really walking distance to the nearest hotel. Restaurants are steps away, and they can leave their planes, you know, taxi in and leave their planes and come to the theater, have dinner, and then fly away again. So it's just a wonderful facility for folks that are in our community, but folks that want to fly and visit for a short time.
You know, the other thing about this is that there have been a lot of parallels drawn between your success and also your location and the value of the property. It's been compared a lot to Miggs Field up in Chicago, which of course turned out to be a complete disaster, courtesy of some politicians up there that just, you know, they don't have a clue. And looking at your website for Albert, let me see here, the Albert Whitted Airport flyer, which is on your website here, you have some very lofty goals here, and you know, I like this, and it appears that you have gained a tremendous amount of public support, and the elected officials down there finally relented because of the public support. There was a referendum put on a ballot, and it got soundly trounced from what I read, and, you know, the politicians said, we better protect our phony baloney jobs here, and they backed off. And, you know, of course, AOPA had a lot to do with that, too.
That's correct. 78% of the folks voted to keep this airport an airport, and it was one of the major elections with that kind of voting, those voting numbers coming through. Of course, our politicians, the local leaders, are going to look at that and say, okay, this is something our community wants. We need to do some things to help that in the process, and they have. Our local council is working very hard within the last month. They have pushed strongly staff to move forward on our new restaurant, and I think our local leaders that are we have a local election coming up, those folks are looking at our airport for, you know, support, and obviously we're looking at them to continue to see growth at the airport in addition to keeping it an airport forever. The community wants that, and they need to continue to make that happen, and that's why we're looking at, you know, a new tower and new facilities, new hangars, and new places for our aircraft to be housed, if not just hangars, but some of the space. So, you know, our community is really supporting this. Our local politicians now are, because of what has happened, and it was a terrible thing that happened in Meigs, so, and we saw that, AOPA saw that. We looked at the gambling ships coming into our port, just as they did in Chicago. We looked at what we were hearing in the sidelines about development and what they wanted to do to our waterfront area, and we just couldn't have that happen. So a few of us started our organization, the Albert Whitted Airport Preservation Society. We began with 8 board members, and while we were working on that, putting that together, the local advisory committee was also working on another corner of the airport, so to speak, and we kind of put all those all that energy together, all those folks together with AOPA's help. And I think we put on a very successful grassroots campaign to keep this airport an airport. Of course, when we were all done, then, you know, we look at those goals that you were just mentioning a minute ago and saying, well, now we need to make sure that that happens. So we have been working on them for the last 5 years and have accomplished most of them. What we are looking at doing in the future is to continue to develop our park and our playground facility. We're looking at a large sum of money to develop the National Airliners play piece that we would like to see in the park. We're looking at building an education center in the future. Our community wants to learn about aviation, and our young children, of course, need to be exposed to it in whatever fashion we can. And we want to provide a facility that parents are asking us all the time, you know, for a place to bring them to learn about aviation.
Listen, you take care of yourself and
Thank
have
you.
A good day.
Thank you.
All right.
You
bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.